Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and my handsome husband, Harold, is on a sabbatical of sorts. Do you have some seed in a good ground ministry? Hopefully it's a debt-free army. Are you waiting on that harvest? How long has it been that you're waiting? Are you ready for it? Is this your time? Are you entering your due season? Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Regardless of our circumstances, situations, or problems, if we do what the Word of God directs, and we don't doubt or give up or give in or weaken our faith or our confession, then we will reap. It's what the book says. We can read it for ourselves. According to Strong's Concordance, due season is the Greek word kairos, G2540, and it means a fixed and definite time, the time when things are brought to crisis, the decisive epoch waited for, opportune or seasonable time, the right time. Harold taught extensively on the right time in a teaching he did entitled Seven Hindrances to Biblical Prosperity, Part 7. And I would encourage you, if you're interested in due season, to search for that on our website, and then you can read it and study this rhema word from God. What is the best way to not lose heart or grow weary? The King James Version of Galatians 6:9 says to faint not. The Amplified Bible, Classic Amplified that is, translation of Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint." According to Strong's Concordance, the word faint is the Greek word G1590, and it means to weaken, relax, exhaust, to have one's strength relaxed, to be enfeebled through exhaustion, to grow weak, grow weary, be tired out, to despond, become faint-hearted. There are four specific occasions in Scripture where we are told to not faint. And it says, faint not. The first is found in 2 Corinthians 4:1. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1 says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." You know, my faith is stirred by the Classic Amplified translation. I love the Amplified Bible. Of 2 Corinthians 4:1, it says this in this way, "Therefore, since we do not hold and engage in this ministry by the mercy of God, granting us favor, benefits, opportunities, especially salvation, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, and despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion." Notice it says that we do not engage in this ministry. We do hold and engage this ministry by the mercy of God. Since God gives us favor, benefits, opportunities, and salvation, we just cannot become faint and weary with exhaustion. We've got to know God's behind us. And if you like the Classic Amplified Bible, you're going to really get a kick out of the Message Bible of this same scripture. Since God has so generously let us in on what he's doing, we're not about to throw up our hands and walk off the job just because we run into an occasional hard times. And the second time that it says faint not is used in 2 Corinthians 4:16, which says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." The Classic Amplified Bible translation of 2 Corinthians 4:16 says it this way, "Therefore we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear. Though our outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. How do we overcome discouragement, exhaustion, weariness, and fear? Let's read the scripture, because it's fairly clear. It's through the progressively renewing of the word in our minds day after day. Spiritual renewal is not a sometimes thing. It's definitely not just for an emergency solution. It is becoming a lifestyle. And we need to be sure that we work it into becoming a lifestyle. And then we will faint not. The third time faint not is found is in the King James Version of Ephesians 3:13. Ephesians 3:13 says, "Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." Paul takes full advantage of his access to Father God. And you know what? So should we. In Ephesians 3:12, the scripture before, in the Classic Amplified, it says, "In whom, because of our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness, courage, and confidence of free access, an unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear." Then it goes on to say, "Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." Paul was so blessed by the presence of God that he could tell the Ephesians that they didn't have to be bothered or worry about his imprisonment, because he wasn't going to worry either. You know, if we fully appropriate what is ours in Christ, and it is a daily concern, then there's not a problem on planet Earth that can overcome us. And we need to know that even when we don't see the solution. Psalm 139 verse 8 says, "If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." Wow. He knew that God would be with him. There's no problem on this earth that is worthy to be compared to the glory of God, by which we are now, as the scripture says, have boldness and access with confidence by our faith of him. The Message Bible translation of Ephesians 3:12 and 13 says, "When we trust in him, we're free to say whatever needs to be said, bold to go wherever we need to go. So don't let my present trouble on your behalf get you down. Be proud." And that's the key for us, every one of us. Don't let our present troubles get us down. Think of what the Apostle Paul endured. He was lashed 195 times, beaten with rods 3 times, stoned and left for dead, shipwrecked 3 times. We need to let God, the Lord Jesus, really heal our wounds and move us on to the next victory. There is nothing that we cannot overcome if we have our faith in him. And as it says in 2 Corinthians 4:17, this in the Classic Amplified, "For our light momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour, is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory, beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations, a vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease." Now, really, we could preach a whole rich thoughts on that one scripture. But it's time to move on. The fourth time is that faint not is used is found in Galatians 6:9. We often read it. Galatians 6:9, let's just look at it one more time in the King James Version. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Yes, we will reap in our due season, our right time, if we don't faint or quit because of weariness, exhaustion, or doubt. The Classic Amplified translation says, "And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, remember, we shall reap, if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint." Remember that a lack of courage in facing our adversities, the adversities we will face in this life, will inevitably lead us to weakness, weariness, and exhaustion. But the scripture doesn't, it just encourages us to not let those things happen. It points out that the solution for our spiritual and physical fainting is to draw on courage because of the courage and the confidence we have in the Lord. Our intention at this point in the teaching is to write about what's required to have courage so you won't faint as you walk through difficult circumstances. And certainly many, many people are facing difficult circumstances all the time. However, the Lord led us to look at 17 times in Scripture where we're admonished to have good courage. As we were going down the list, it became clear that He just really wanted us to do a separate teaching called Seven Ways to Have Good Courage in Your Life. So we'll just give you a few reference points. How's that? Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Hallelujah. In essence, what's God saying? He's saying, I've told you this before. And you know, He says, fear not, so many times in the Bible. We have no reason to be afraid or dismayed if we know that the Lord God is our strength and our personal bravery and our invincible army. That happens to be in Habakkuk 3:19, classic Amplified again. But we are to be strong and courageous. Plus, God is going with us everywhere we go. So we really don't have anything to be afraid of, knowing He's there. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for good courage is H2388, and it means to strengthen, to prevail upon, become strong, be courageous, be firm, be resolute. When we have good courage, we won't grow faint, we won't get weary, we won't get exhausted and doubtful, and we will experience our due season, the right time to walk in and through our blessing flow. Hallelujah. Every believer should focus on good courage and doing the right thing at the right time, our due season. You know, when we obey the seasons, we've got to know that our best days are ahead. Go to HaroldHearing.com and check out this week's 2-minute video. And if you've been blessed by the teaching today, take your mouse and click on the Sow a Seed and just ask God what He'd have you give. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. and every morning thereafter, happy trails and keep thinking rich thoughts. We love and appreciate you. Bye-bye.